opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jefferson State of Mind once again on a fine, sunny morning here. Good to go on Sunday, and we're here, as always, with Wynn Carpenter. Morning, Wynn.
Good morning.
And one of our most favoriteest people in the world, Steve Baird.
Good morning, Red.
How goes it this morning?
Oh, it's outstanding. Another beautiful day in Reading.
Glad to have you here.
It is. It's another scorcher. Oh, you know, sometimes every summer rolls around, and I go, why do I live here? And then you get the rest of the year, and it's like, oh, yeah, that's why. But there's those couple of months in summer that, you know, you just kind of go, man, the coast looks mighty nice right now.
I'm melting.
Yeah, when you see small children bursting into flames playing out in the driveway, it's a bad thing. Oh, so we got a lot to go over today. We want to talk about the upcoming first assembly.
Yeah.
Steve's got some interesting information that he's dug up on California and how they came into the union completely in defiance of precedent and constitutional law. And, you know, there is some interesting things with California is the fact that they were a free and independent republic prior to joining the United States. The manner that they came in, there's quite a lot, so we'll be kicking that around.
We were rebels first.
Yeah, it's weird.
And rebels still?
Yeah. And they were content to be to let us be rebels until everybody started yelling, hey, there's gold here.
Uh-huh.
That kind of changed things.
Money changes everything, doesn't it?
It does. It's weird. So, yeah, we do. We've got a lot to talk about. You know, we'll talk with Steve real quick about some of the stuff that went on during the election, the success of that, how things are going on, what that looks like in the future. So, you know, first go around, virtually an unknown running as what essentially is a third-party candidate to take 14.2% of the vote is pretty impressive. You consider the Libertarians have never cracked it over 2%. That's a pretty good deal, doesn't it?
Very good.
Yeah, well, I look at it as well. It's being 22% of the conservative or, constitutional-type people that we got in this election. And that was with less than $15,000 and just driving around and meeting all the folks. Mm-hmm. So if I had the war chest of my Republican opponent at $700,000, I'm pretty sure we'd have cracked a few more percentage points on that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but you didn't sell your soul to get it.
Yeah, that's true.
Is my soul worth Jefferson? We'll find out in 2020.
Yes, it is.
All right.
And that is true because we'll be looking at this again in 2 short years because we already know Ted Gaines never intends on even finishing out his term.
No, I'll be able to serve half his term if he gets the Board of Equalization spot. So vote for Ted twice, once in 16, once in 18, and give Jefferson another shot at the big mm-hmm. ring there.
It's all strategy.
That's right.
It is.
It was plan B.
But I would imagine that the Republican machine has somebody in mind to already replace Mr. Ted.
Yes, that's interesting to note that his wife already has a Senate 2020 campaign already booked with the FPPC. So we already know what the Gaines plan is. Hopefully we can insert ourselves in there and get some true representation instead of well, the dynasty that has become Northern California.
The Clintons of the West.
Yes. Wow. I do think we have those along with the runners. I think they were kind of like the forebears of what to do as far as going from Assembly to Senate to Board of Equalization. Mm-hmm. So the blueprint's been set out, and the Gaines are just following in lockstep.
Exactly. And Beth Gaines, Ted Gaines' wife, she's already served as Assembly and termed out and then went on to be a Board of Supervisor member in
She's in a runoff.
In a runoff.
She's in
El Dorado.
Right.
And may she go down in flames there.
And history.
And then is looking to jump right back into the big pool in her husband's seat.
Right. And so you wonder how much representation the people in El Dorado County in the 1st District are going to get from her. And then with her campaigning vigorously in a short term. But what really bothers me the most about that special election is the amount of money it's going to cost the 11 counties. It's going to be well over $1 million. And that's just purely selfish. So if you're representing the people, or you're representing your own interest, and if you're looking at a seven-figure type boondoggle for those 11 counties, that's pretty abusive.
$1 million for 11 counties for somebody who's going to only do half a term?
Well, that's if, he gets the BOE shot, then they have to have the special election in 2019. Yeah. So he runs in 2018, and then right in 2019, there's going to be a short slot special election.
Or we could leave
that
it vacant.
That doesn't include the double cost to El Dorado County to run a special election for her seat if she gets his Senate seat.
You got it. So it just keeps tumbling and tumbling and tumbling, so nobody's going to be serving out their terms there. It would be great if somebody could just assign a spot, but then again, we know what California's like, and so we probably wouldn't like the assignment.
I wouldn't want Jerry Brown picking. Yeah. That's for sure.
That's scary.
Yeah, and it highlights the fact that they have no interest in representing the people. Their sole interest is making sure that they stay in government.
Oh, just going to the next level so they can earn more and have more control and get more money from somebody else.
Just rotating around and making sure that they keep their government paychecks coming.
They're pimping themselves out.
Can you imagine, though, if we had, let's say, even just a small amount, and I say small, at 10 times the amount from 120 to 11 to 1,200 representatives who would be truly representing each of their areas.
Yeah.
And that number is very small compared to the ratios that we've first adopted in 1879. So at 22,000 and 11,000, respectively, as far as the Senate and the Assembly go, we're not even near that. So there's a court case a-coming.
Yeah, there is a court case a-coming. You know, and the other thing that gets me is if you take the combined years in office between Beth Gaines and Ted Gaines, can anybody tell me one accomplishment that has benefited the people?
Have they followed in the Hillary footsteps?
Have they done one thing?
I don't know.
Crickets. I can't think of one thing that they've accomplished in all of those combined years of government service.
Wow. He was on the losing side of many, many votes.
Well, that's true.
Well, they did, they did get money from special interests. They went after them hard and fast, and so they went their direction. So that's probably their...
Well, it's very easy to vote no when you know you're going to get crushed anyways.
Yeah, I just vote no and I collect money from
when
others.
The votes are close that you need to really watch Teddy.
Yeah.
And which way does Teddy go?
Yeah.
Not the right way.
He doesn't represent us.
Hey, guys, got to remember, Teddy for 2016. Got to push him forward.
It's almost like corporate America.
Just bite down.
Yeah. How do you get rid of a loser you can't fire? You promote him.
Yeah, there we go.
Welcome to the Board of Equalization.
Oh, which way, to me would be kind of a shame in itself. We've got some decent people on the Board of Equalization that are fighting very hard, fighting the fire fee. I mean, they turned around and, sued their own state for unconstitutional activity.
Yeah.
To see such a useless milquetoast on somebody that's actually fighting for us is, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, George hasn't done too bad a job, but he's trying to get rid of the fire tax, and he's all up and illegal on that. But then he looks at some of the other things, and he's going to get rid of that tax, but what is the son of that tax?
Right.
And so they're going to replace it with something, and maybe it's going to hit more than just the people who have a little bit of property in the middle of nowhere. It might get everybody. So, the devil and the devil you don't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if they're gonna do it that way, why not share the love with everybody else? And then they can start feeling the pain, then maybe they'll start making some changes.
Yeah, share the love and feel the burn.
There you go.
it's going to be interesting, but we wanted to congratulate you on what you accomplished. It was most impressive for a first go-round candidate, and like I said, numbers well above what any other basically third party has been able to crack.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank all the Jefferson supporters and all the 11 counties that really got involved with our movement, saw the benefits. I don't think that we had anybody that we met personally that said, hey, you're out to lunch. You're going the wrong way. So those folks that we did get in front of, we did get their votes. And so it's just a matter of next time getting in front of more folks, delivering the message, because it hits home. You talk about the taxes and you talk about, you know, self-determination and what we can do on our own, and people are in.
Yeah.
I mean, there are very few people, unless their minds are already made up when they walk in, and they have that look, and you just watch that glaze, and you say, okay, they're not this person, but then you go on to the next one and say, hey, what's your issues? And it's like, yeah, that's what we're about. That's what we're trying to solve. And next time we'll have a better run. We'll have a little bit of name recognition going on, get a little bit more money out there, and go back to the traveling.
That's one of the amazing things with Jefferson is we never seem to go backwards. We do make mistakes. We've learned from our mistakes, but every time we come back, we're a little bit stronger, we're a little bit wiser, and we're a little bit better, and we get better results.
Right.
So.
And along the way, we're gaining more troops.
Well, we get so much help from California.
Oh, I know.
They're tripping over themselves to help us win.
Yeah, exactly. So. Here you go, Jefferson.
Oh, you guys aren't Jefferson yet? Here, have these 11 gun laws. This will help you along.
Yeah, what's holding you guys up? Yeah, oh, I don't know. We're trying to do it right.
Well, with that, we better get off to our first break. If you have any question or comment, 530-605-4567. We'll see you on the other side.
California was never supposed to be just one state. Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
This is Carl Lynn the Bot. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, stronger than ever. On Monday, Linda and I will be discussing the exit of Britain from the EU and the impact it's going to have on Europe and England and the United States. Let's find out what that impact is. Plus, can this campaign for president get any dirtier? Why? Yes, it can. Let's find out how on Monday, right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
a little inspirational music gets you up and going this morning. You know, and good song for us. There's nothing going to stop us.
Nope.
And we're just going to keep hammering away. And the next step, kind of a phase three, if you will. You know, phase one was get the word out, incite the counties to declaration, get that done. That grind, the most difficult part of what we're doing, is done. Bring the court case, go after the legislation, go after the legislators. That is done and occurring as we're going on. So now it's time to start phase three.
It is. But we continue, though, the signature collection and all that, because that's when we get the word out, because there are still people out there that don't get it, don't understand, aren't aware it's even happening.
Well, what's weird to me is how it comes in waves. It comes in spurts, and it'll be like, okay, I think we got everybody that we're going to get, and then all of a sudden here's this wave of people going, hey, who are you guys? This is fascinating. What are you doing?
I like
how do
shirts.
I get involved?
I like your shirt.
Where have you been for the last 3 years?
I know. It surprises me. Like,
okay. You know, nothing personal, but you've been in a coma, under a rock, out of the country maybe?
Yeah, something.
But, and we're seeing yet another wave of Jefferson supporters and new people coming into the fold and things like that. And now it's time to move forward and identify the tasks that we need to do and enable those people to do it and start to form the different committees and different things that we need to do and move forward as the organization itself grows ever stronger, ever more functional, and ever more capable.
And that's when we're going to find out who the real leaders are within the counties.
Mm-hmm.
As people start stepping up and start, you know, embracing what they're going to be doing, how it's going to happen, and it's going to be in it for the long haul, because it will be a long haul. So they need to understand that as well.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do as far as phase three? Where's that all going to start?
Well, that's going to be July 23rd at... I can never remember the specific, but...
It's 1179 Elder Road.
Yeah, Eager Road.
Eager Road. Yeah.
It's 1179 Eager Road, and that's the Church of Glad Tidings in Live Oak.
Mm-hmm.
And we're inviting all residents of Jefferson counties, come show up, have your voice heard. We're going to have a brief starting ceremony, a brief little speech that kind of outlines what we're up to. Everybody's going to break out into their individual counties and discuss among themselves, what do we need to get done? How do we accomplish doing that? How much can we bite off and chew at the same time?
Right.
Because we don't want to take on more than we can. We have to remember what our resources and our capabilities are. Okay. Then we're going to reassemble and make a list of all those ideas that the various counties have come up with. And then as 21 counties, we will decide on the tasks that we think vital, move forward, enable committees to perform those tasks, finish them up, button them up, and move on to the next thing.
Right.
So it's going to be a very exciting time of growth, expansion, and strengthening of the Jefferson movement. And consolidating the organization necessary to move into the statehood phase.
By, of, and for the people.
Absolutely.
And you talked about, well, there are new people coming into the fold, and there have been people involved for 3 years. Everyone is welcome.
Yes.
So when you say, hey, you know, I haven't really been involved that long, but what's going on? Come.
Come, check it out.
Find out. Your opinion matters, and you say, I helped develop Jefferson.
Absolutely.
And I started in 2016. And then some people say, I started Jefferson, I started in 2013.
Right.
It does not matter.
Doesn't matter.
And
we need everybody's fingerprints
on this.
The
only people that are not invited is the press.
Yes.
We will happily issue a press release of what we were up to. But members of the press, we are on private property. Even though the meeting is open to the public, essentially, it is a private meeting open to the public. And the press will not be allowed, because we don't want any kind of distraction or distortion of what's going on, and it is going to be, in a manner, a free-for-all of ideas and brainstorming, and there could be things brought up that will be cast aside or, you know, put down, and the press being the press, that'll be the one thing that they pick up on and try to run the story about.
Right.
So,
and those things would probably never see light of day, you know, sometimes
things
like that happen.
Yeah, would never see the light of day, never be carried forward. You know, because when you start discussing California, it's very easy to get passionate, to get very frustrated, and sometimes the mouth takes over where the brain should insert itself.
Yep.
You know, and we don't want anybody confined or bound by their ideas. We want free expression, free ideas, just get the juices really flowing. There's some fantastic ideas that are in the hopper already that'll be brought up, some vital projects that need to be taken up, such as Trinity County has started an asset actuary.
Yes.
Exactly, what are the assets? How much do we have up here in assets and buildings and land and vehicles and equipment and, you know, all these different things? And I bet you by the time we run the numbers of 21 counties and the number of state of California assets that we'll inherit, the number is jaw-dropping.
Yep.
I bet you it's staggering.
Yep.
And then do we turn those assets over to the state level? Does individual counties get to use them? Do they just get to absorb them for their needs, you know, and liquidate the excess? Any number of questions that are going on there, methods of fundraising, things that we need to do with media and marketing, how to better promote our message. All of these different things will just be back and forth in a very fluid situation. So, and then we will be looking at holding another series of meetings. Now we take all these ideas. Now let's incorporate and empower the committees to do this. Mm-hmm. Now let's come back to the next meeting and go, okay, what has everybody accomplished? Every project will be given a clear and concise goal and a deadline to get it done. And we'll be moving forward, and it's a very powerful and big first step for the state of Jefferson.
That's right.
So we're really excited about it.
Terry wanted me to pass along the location you were looking for was the Embassy Campus.
Yeah, the Embassy Campus, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California.
And it says Live Oak, and it is Live Oak, but it's just north of Yuba City. It's like an exit north of Yuba City.
Like you could throw a rock.
It's confusing because when you drive through Live Oak, which is like 2 miles away or 3 miles away, you keep on going south if you're heading south.
Yeah.
From the north end, but if you're heading from the south end to the north, you go through Yuba City. It's just the north of Yuba City.
But it is right off of the freeway.
It's right off the freeway. You can see it.
Get off the freeway and in you go.
Yep, you can see it from the freeway.
And
Highway 99.
Highway 99,
and
yep.
The reason that we chose that location is they have an amazing campus there. They have the capacity to allow the 21 different counties to break out amongst themselves and work. We looked at gymnasiums, we looked at schools, we looked at the casinos, we looked at very, very many different things, and this is what met our needs, and it was free.
And it's centrally located.
Yeah,
and from the north, south, east, west. Yeah,
so
it works out well. It's got great access. That's it.
Yeah, great. Yeah. It's got great access. It's got the infrastructure that we need, and again, it was free.
Yes, and it was free. Because
like,
guess what?
Like
Jefferson. People are frugal. Yeah. We're good about that kind of stuff. We're frugal.
You really want us running your budget.
Yes, you do.
We don't want to spend money.
We're good at this kind of stuff.
We're all Scottish and true to the heart.
And true to the heart, yes.
Yeah. I want to keep my pennies to rub together.
Yes, yes.
You know, that's how copper was invented.
Oh, that... Yeah, so it's going to be a fantastic time, and every resident of the state of Jefferson is invited. But we need to stay on track.
Right.
We need to use some common sense and keep in mind that a great many people have a great many issues and ideas and things like that that are not directly involved with Jefferson yet.
Right.
Okay, we need to focus on the Jefferson picture, the Jefferson enablement. We don't need to get down the rabbit trail into individual issues or individual things that we really don't even have the capacity to fight at this point.
Right.
Once we become an organization, once we have that power, once we're able to effectively bring a full 21 counties to bear in political pressure, then we can take a look at those things.
And when we get back from the break, this is where I want to explain where we're in this meeting, that it's no holds barred because of what California did to come into the union.
Mm-hmm.
It basically took the safeties off. It's real exciting stuff.
Yeah, and we'll get into that and some of the things that we've learned in the dynamic. Oh, we have a phone call. I was not aware of that. Nick in Redding, are you there?
Good morning, Nick.
He seems to be gone. Sorry.
Sorry about that, Nick. Didn't realize that you were on the line there. Give us a call back. But we do need to get off to our break. And if you have any questions or comments, 530-605-4567.
folks go when they die. Don't go to heaven where the angels fly. Go to a lake of fire and fry. See them again till the 4th of July. I knew a lady who came from Duluth, bit by a dog with a rabbit tooth. She went to a grave just a little too soon. Flew a late out on the yellow moon. Where did that folks go when they die? Don't go to heaven where the angels fly. Go to a lake of fire and fry. See them again till the 4th of July.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
That's right. Some boots upside your head. You'll love it, man. Do it any way you want to. And, you know, it's funny, too, the jump in interest that we've seen since the Brexit vote. You know, and wanted to touch on that just really quick and very briefly, that the fight for independence and liberty is breaking out everywhere. You know, as the Oregon occupation went on, one of the senators, Ron Wyden, up there referred to it as, we've got to stop this virus. Well, it ain't stopping.
And it's not a virus.
It's global. It's not a virus. They're the virus. We're the cure for it.
Yeah.
And so it's funny. All of a sudden, we got hit with news reporters. And, well, what does this do for your movement? And, you know, all of these different things. And, you know, again, we remind everybody, it's not just here in California that we're after this split. There's Colorado. There's Maryland. There's Pennsylvania. There's New York. There's Florida has a very strong case for the same reasons.
It's worldwide, apparently.
Yeah.
Hello?
And if you look at through history, it happens. There's
it
expansion,
happens.
There's
yep.
contraction, there's a change of borders, there's
yep.
changes of government, there's, you know, to suit the people's needs.
The people get tired of being subjects.
Yeah. And they did it back in 1851 with California, but they kind of picked a different way to do it, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. I was doing a lot of research on states' rights, and specifically, you know, the pre-Civil War period. And J.C. Calhoun was one of the main speakers on that. And one of the last speeches that he developed and actually had somebody else read because he was so sick. Back in 1850, was a dissertation on the entry of California into the Union. And he basically said, they have to go back to the start and do this correctly. And I started delving into that. What do you mean, do it correctly? I mean, you go in there and said you want to become a state. There was, at that time, period in time, a specific lineage of how you do things. And it just blew me away. You as a territory. Okay, so California was a territory. Thank you, Mexico. You lost. Mm-hmm. And we got the.
But we were a republic prior to that
right,
territory.
Because we had the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, mm-hmm. which gave California that republic kind of sense of feeling. So those people started to self-govern. And in doing so, they went to Congress and said, hey, here's our Constitution, let us in. And Calhoun, you know, he said, hey, time out. This is the process. As a territory, you go to Congress and say, we're interested in becoming a state.
Mm-hmm.
And then Congress goes, okay, well, let's find out if you have enough people. We'll send out a census taker
mm-hmm.
and find out. And also, if you do have enough people, then we'll assign you a territorial governor and we'll give you representatives. This is the process. California had a military general who was in with the president. The president goes, hey, why don't you bring us something? And so the general at the time sent it forward. They had a constitutional convention and presented that to Congress and said, here we are, let us in. And then all the ruckus started. And so you look at Congress going nuts, and Calhoun's going, no, you have to go back to
square one.
And Seward, from Seward's Folly, you know, thank you for Alaska, that only cost us $7
million.
yep. Another bargain basement deal, a pre-Trump deal, I believe. But he coming in there, and he was saying, hey, we know California kind of did it all wrong. They admit it. Said, we got to let them in anyway, you know, because there's so much there. But if you
there's
look at,
gold in them, Lord.
They discovered gold. It's going to be great. And besides, you think of eminent domain, now you've pinned both coasts. So the value
yeah.
of California, now you have the United States assigned coast to coast.
Coast to coast, yeah.
And now you just fill it in. And so nobody, no other country, not the Spanish, not the French,
yeah.
nobody can try to fill that in anymore. And so it completed that eminent. They wanted California in so bad, they were willing to go against precedents.
Yeah.
So when you look at Jefferson, what can we do? We have our mothership of California. That means it's no holds barred. What can we do? And we answer that because California did not follow the prescribed methodology of becoming a state. The safeties are off.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If they can do it, why can't we do it?
There
That's
you
right.
go.
And we're just saying, hey, we're just following what you did. We create a constitution. We can create, you know, whatever we want.
It was done and allowed before, so we can do what we as the citizens, sovereign citizens of our state, would like to do.
Do you mean that precedent doesn't have an expiration date?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
We will definitely find out. But we're just following our grandparents' lead.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And that's a lot of people don't realize that or remember that is in when Fremont and Bidwell and all of those guys took the state after Guadalupe Hidalgo. We were a republic for a time. We surrendered that republic to become a state in the Union, but as Calhoun clearly pointed out, you have to go through the territory process. You have to basically surrender yourself to the United States, then we decide if you're a territory and which parts. And, you know, as you look up how they divided up Nevada territory and Oregon territory, not all of that or Wyoming territory. I mean, if they didn't divide the territories, basically what the West would look like would be Nevada, Utah, and Oklahoma.
And here's another thing, too, that California was allowed to define its own borders. Another plus for Jefferson.
Well, we know right where the border would be, don't we, already?
Look at SOJ51.net. We got a pretty good map of what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks
like.
Really
Can
good.
Can we just dig a trench until we hit ocean water?
You got to watch out for trenches. There's some guy down in Sacramento who wants to put a couple of straws in, so we don't want to do too much trenching.
Exactly. Don't want to make it easier for him. You know, and those are things, too, that need to be brought up and discussed. We need to have a committee that looks at those different things and those different ideas, and how can we use that to our advantage. We need to build not only public opinion here, but in the South. We need to start enabling things that help them decide that they no longer want to deal with us. What that may look like, who knows? I mean, there's very many options. But we also want to start the narrative in the South. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Get rid of these people. Let them go. Get them
let
out
them
of
go.
Here.
Let them go. Sounds like a Disney song.
As long as you don't start dancing, you know, let's just sing it.
No, don't let me sing it. It wouldn't be pretty.
So, it is going to be a very powerful unification, because essentially what we have is 21 different county voices now all yelling at Sacramento. Now it's time to bring those 21 counties into one voice.
Yep.
And say, no more. And when we have that unification and we have that power, there's going to be a great many things that we can accomplish as people, the crossover and the pollination and being able to form that essence of statehood and what we can do with that power is going to be exciting. And what's the most exciting about it is it's going to be the people that decide how we use that power and that influence and what we're going to be able to do with it.
And if you're chomping at the bit for that next month, what you can do is the historical research. You can come in with a kind of a background, study why we have the Bill of Rights, study the first 5, 6, 7 amendments after the Bill of Rights, because in those there is a lot of thought, a lot of keys to what those founders and what the subsequent amendments that came through. There's a lot of thought behind them, but all you read is a couple of paragraphs. There is volumes of information of why they did this and how it affected the people at the time. And you got crazy talk now about how the Second Amendment doesn't apply because it didn't mesh with the 14th Amendment. Excuse me. There's a timeline problem here, kids.
Yeah, about 150 years of issue there. Yeah, I could not believe that decision out of the Ninth Circuit Court. Well, the Second Amendment doesn't really work that way because the 14th Amendment doesn't enable it. The Second Amendment just floated around for 150 years and waited for the 14th Amendment to be passed to enable it? Well, what does that even mean?
It means they were doing too many drugs when they're trying to figure this out. So
you need to sit the Ninth Circuit down in front of Dr. Phil and say, okay.
Exactly.
You have an issue here. It was one of the most asinine, insane decisions that I have ever heard, and they are so grasping at straws to try and legislate from the bench.
That's right.
And that's one of the things that we need to put a stop to.
Yep.
And discussion needs to occur on that. How do we ensure our Constitution? How do we ensure our laws? How do we secure them indefinitely and in perpetuity? How do we do that? What should they look like? We're nowhere near ready for that discussion yet. We're not going to be discussing any specific laws. We're not going to be discussing changing the name yet. We're not going to be discussing, you know, any of that stuff. We're discussing how do we form the organization necessary to carry forth the ideas. Because right now, how could we even argue amongst ourselves or even decide the will of the people, what they want the flag to look like, or any of that minutia or anything? And we have to remember our resources are limited.
Mm-hmm.
They have always been limited. Essentially, when Jefferson started, it was like three guys just bebopping around the state to try and incite the people.
Yep.
You know, and did other things need to be looked at and addressed during that time? Yeah. Did we have the capability? No.
No.
So we have to prioritize where our capabilities are, make sure that we can follow up and follow through
yep.
with what we're doing, let's get those projects hammered out, let's get them done, let's get them off the table and move on to the next.
This is the beginning of the beginning, truly. I mean, we're, like you said, we're not near doing that yet.
No, not yet. But we...
It has to happen. We have to do it this way.
Yeah, we hope to rapidly be able to have that form, though, of... And we're starting the seeds of what will become the government of Jefferson. That's absolutely what we're doing. But we have to go through so many things. And the number one most important thing is we have to enable the will of the people, all of the people of the 21 counties, to do that first. It has to be open and for the people to decide.
Right. And you have to be there to put your opinions out there. You have to be there.
Yeah.
And you have to be there to be heard.
And remember... You can never please all of the people all of the time. You can't even please some of the people some of the time. So there's going to be things that are decided that some people are not okay with. There's going to be some things that some of the people are going to be okay with and others aren't. But we have the guiding light. We have the rule book to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we can sit down, we can negotiate, and we can compromise among ourselves, come up with a workable solution. But when we go to loggerheads over certain issues, and we will, we go back to the rule book, which is the Constitution of the United States of America, and go, okay, what do the rules say?
And that's not a bad idea, too, Steve was saying earlier. You know, get that. Get a copy of the Constitution.
Yeah,
look at it. Read it.
Understand it.
Because every word, every punctuation mark in that document was purposely placed.
Yeah,
so everything was worked. Everything was used purposely. So read it for the way it is and do not try to interpret. Just read it.
Yeah,
it tells you legitimately what it is.
It's not interpretable. It's in clear English.
Yeah, clear English, exactly.
It's pretty simple. So we do need to get ourselves off to a break. I see we've got... Terry on the line. Terry, can you hold through the break? Because we really do. We're already over. So we will grab you on the other side of this.
That Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Redding, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm just down along the Falls Road, it's where I long to be. Lying in the dark with the Provo Company. A comrade on the left, I another one on the right. A clip of ammunition for the little Armalite. I was stopped by a soldier, he said, "You are a swine." He hit me with his rifle and he kicked me in the groin. I begged and I pleaded, oh, my manners were polite. But all the time I'm thinking of me little Armalite. And it's down in the bog side, it's where I long to be. Lying in the dark with the Provo Company. A comrade on the left and another one on the right. And a clip of ammunition for me little Armalite. This brave RUC man came marching up our street. 600 British soldiers he had lined up at his feet. Come out, you curly Fenians, come on out and fight. He cried, I'm only joking, when he heard the Armalite. And it's down in Wallahi, it's where I long to be. Lying in the dark with the Provo Company. A comrade on the left and another one on the right. A clip of ammunition for me little Armalite. Well, the army came to visit me, it was in the early hours, with Saracens and Saladins and ferret armored cars. The thought I had me cornered, but I gave them all a fright, with the armor piercing bullets off me little Armalite. And a stone in the new lodge, it's where I long to be. Lying in the dark with the Provo Company. A comrade on me left and another one on me right. A clip of ammunition for me little Armalite.
Now, I can't imagine anybody that would meet that song up here in Jefferson.
Me little Armalite.
Dripping in my little Armalite. With that, we got Terry on the phone. Thanks for holding through the break, Terry. We really had to get off to that one. Are you there?
Is it too early to raise ourselves to the pub?
Not at all. We'll even toast the British this day.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, we had a good time yesterday and last night discussing things. It's nice to have an atmosphere where people are in love with liberty, and it's nice to have an atmosphere where people understand, discuss ideas, and come out of something like that with something not only positive but constructive. And I just wanted to thank some people, because we mentioned follow up and follow through.
Mm-hmm.
Follow up and follow through. And there are some people that a lot of times folks on the radio hear, some of us, they hear you guys every week. But, you know, what about Sally? What about Diana, Stephen's wife, Cindy, Mark Baird's wife, Jan Hanks, all these great people that help and do all the stuff behind the scenes, all the stuff that we need to have done. And I just want to give kudos to them.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And there is a great number of people that enable this movement, that move it forward, that keep it together, that do all kinds of things, and they do it not for fame or for fortune or anything like that, but they have taken up the necessary fight for all the right reasons.
Yes, absolutely.
So
anyway, I just want to thank those ladies, along with everybody, but it's just what it was fun listening to Diana and Sally talk about, well, we need to do this, this, and this, understanding the details and the intricacies, and, you know, it's just an amazing thing, and I just wanted to bring that up to folks. And hey, you guys have a great program. BLTs are cooking. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. You know, and again, that's one of the things that we want to look at, and that's the education, is making sure that people are understanding government at a fundamental level, because how can you create a good government if you don't understand it,
right.
If you don't understand where it came from, what formed it, what enables it, what keeps it good. If you understand that process, then you can move forward with creating a good government. And for us, that's not even something that we have to recreate. We have a great number of tools in the box to educate people and get them brought up to speed. It's a little bit of, we need to dust those off and maybe revamp them a little bit and, you know, sharpen the tools and get them out there. But we have a great number of things to get people up to speed on where they need to be.
Right.
And at the meeting, you know, if you bring it up, be prepared to take it on, because, you know, we're not in your head.
Yeah.
And you have a vision of that, and be prepared to step forward and take that committee forward and bring that idea forward, and if it gets adopted, well, you're it.
Don't just
look to your neighbor and go, hey, that was a great idea, and you're kicked back. No, you're in.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, too. People have a lot of really great ideas, things that I would never, ever think of, but I would totally support, you know, mm-hmm. after hearing what they come up with. And that's the beauty of this whole thing. We got all this talent and brilliance within the state of Jefferson Territory, so if people will just bring those ideas forward and...
And that's why we want it free of the press and free of things.
Right.
Because we want that free-for-all of ideas back and forth.
Right.
You know, there's going to be a great many things discussed, and, okay, now what do we do?
And it can be a timing issue, too, because some of these wonderful ideas aren't quite ready yet.
Yeah, their time has not come.
Time has not come. And there are going to be other things where we absolutely have to do this so we can get caught up
mm-hmm.
and get to where we need to be and then help build the foundation, if you will, and then... As those things happen, we can start building on that and use those ideas that come forward.
And there are things that, you know, we can look into our little crystal ball and know that are coming down the road
mm-hmm.
and prepare for and go, okay, when this happens, we're prepared for it. Let's put it on the shelf. It's ready to go.
There you go.
Let's move on to the next project.
Exactly.
So I'm extremely encouraged for this. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to breathe even more life into the movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving people the chance to get engaged and do and spread the word.
And have skin in the game.
Yes.
Because if you don't have skin in the game, why bother? We all have skin in the game. I mean, if you're living in Jefferson Territory, you've got skin in the game.
Yeah.
You really do. If you're paying taxes in Jefferson area, if anything, you're raising your kids, you're retired, whatever your particulars are, you've got skin in the game. And you need to. You need to own it. And you've got to be the responsible adult and step up and make things happen. That's what we're doing, and we have a great many other people that are doing the same, so we just need more of us and more of you out there doing the same.
I do like when you say Jefferson Territory. It just sounds so good, because that is the appropriate step in the first line of becoming a state.
There you go.
Becoming that territory. So I think that with our declarations and petitions, we have defined the territory
mm-hmm.
of Jefferson, and now it's time for the next move.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we did, with all the legal description of each county when we submit the declaration, because on each declaration for each county, that's exactly what they have, is the legal description.
Yeah.
And that's what you have for a territory.
And there are other preparations that we need to look at, too. What do we do if California runs the ship into the ground before we get to Jefferson? How do we continue on from there?
We bail on the dinghy Jefferson.
Yeah.
The Jefferson dinghy, whatever you want to, the Jexit dinghy, whatever you want to call it.
Jexit.
Well, when they first had that first set of declarations that came out and were filed,
mm-hmm.
and we pegged the deficit to California, it was at $340 billion. That's our line in the sand.
Yep.
I think it's the May 2014
mm-hmm.
that the Legislative Analyst Office come out. That's anything that happens beyond that, we'd already given our indications we're out the door, so you just can't dogpile debt.
Right.
You know, it's like that guy that's $5,000 to a credit card limit, pounds it out, and then declares bankruptcy.
Yep.
We're not in for that. We already drew our line.
Yep.
Well, with that, we'll have to wrap up here, and we'll see you next Sunday. And get registered for the meeting July 23rd. Get your friends registered, your family. Get everybody down there.
Yep. And thanks for being with us, Steve.
Oh, it was a pleasure, as always. Thank you, gentlemen.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Scotland's leader says the Scottish Parliament might try to block Britain from leaving the European Union. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon tells the BBC that she would consider advising Scottish lawmakers not to give legislative consent to a British exit. She says withholding Scotland's consent might keep Britain from leaving the EU. Other legal scholars aren't so sure. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Donald Trump needs to raise money fast if he expects to win the presidential campaign against Hillary Clinton. But the presumptive GOP presidential nominee says fundraising efforts are picking up.
A lot of money is coming in on the, you know, small, on the small line, on the small dollars. We're also raising a lot from the bigger donors. And that's money going to the party, by the way. That's money going to the party.
Trump interviewed on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network. Campaign finance reports show Trump entered June with $1.3 million.